I think one of the greatest grace was a grace of solidarity and communion, and we all felt it, and it was really so good for the heart to be able to live this and experience this. It was a grace for us to experience this walk. We did it for them, but for us spiritually, it brought us so much, a lot of satisfaction, because we felt we could do something. It was one of the biggest grace, the grace of communion with these people and solidarity as well. And it also strengthened in our mission of prayer and intercession. It's a great part of our charism, intercessory prayer. We recite the Divine Office a few times a day. This is a mandate we receive from the Church, and there's always intercession towards people in a very intensive way during this period. Really confirmed to us that this mission of intercession is really important, all these testimonies. And there was this letter from a patient attendant who was relating her experience, and also an old man told her at some point, "Let me die, let me leave, let me go, I cannot go through this anymore." And so this patient attendant was a witness of this man who died alone. So this really moved us every day. And I think it's the same for you when you were listening to the news. And there was also a nurse who testified, and she came here in the respite stay, and she was working in the old city, and she came for a respite stay. And she wrote us a 2-page letter. I will only read you the last paragraph because it confirms once more what I was telling you. She says, "I came here at the monastery. I'm so moved to know that, like the Lord," she was a religious person, "that you were here with us in thought and prayer, and your devotion is really inspiring and helps me a lot." This person works alone, actually. "I want to tell you that this resourcing brought me way more than I could imagine. I will feel your presence in my work, and I know it will give me the strength to do even more for vulnerable people. I will be forever grateful to you, Claudine." So these are really graces of reinforcement of our mission, that these people feel that there are people behind them that are supporting them. So it was really a time of grace for each and every one of us. We were talking about it at the dinner table. We were sharing all this. It was something we will never forget, and we still talk about it, and the pandemic isn't over yet. It's still ongoing.